A bill in the Washington legislature to give striking workers some access to unemployment benefits is moving forward, and WPB's Lauren Gallup reports.
On Friday, the majority members of the House Committee on Labor and Workplace Standards recommended lawmakers pass Engrossed Substitute Senate Bill 5041. If it becomes law, the bill would allow striking workers to receive up to 12 weeks of unemployment. There's been debate on what impact the bill might have on the state's small businesses. During a public hearing in the House, Julia Gorton with the Washington Hospitality Association said her organization opposes the bill.
We do not believe it's appropriate or fair to make all employers pay for the cost of labor disputes, even if they had no role in it.
The bill says that employers would bear the brunt of any payout for their striking workers. The fiscal note says the likelihood that other businesses would pay for those benefits is low. In the same hearing, Brenda Wiest shared her support of the bill. She sits on the Unemployment Insurance Advisory Committee and is a member of Teamsters Local 117.
It will not increase rates for small businesses. And it will help workers, and it will restore balance to that collective bargaining process.
These protections would go away in 2035, and every year, lawmakers would need to report on the bill's impact. I'm Lauren Gallup, reporting.